Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will visit Lough Fintana at the end of May to survey the damage done by the worsening flooding in the area. Five families have been evacuated recently and there are concerns that more households could be under threat from the rising waters. In a moment, I'll speak to one woman who has been forced to leave with her family. But first, Lawrence Fallon is an independent councillor and has been helping people affected by the flooding. So, Lawrence, the last time we spoke last month, things have just been getting progressively worse since then. Will you bring us up to speed with what's been happening?
Well, dear, thanks for having us on this morning. Things have changed dramatically since we last spoke. The last time we spoke, we were talking about Lough Function rising and rising and rising, and it has continued to rise. It is now 1.52 metres higher than it was this day last year. The outcome of this is that the lake has found kind of an outlet for itself, and it's now flowing into an area of Corriboy, which is, I suppose, southwest of the lake itself, and it's creating a satellite lake there. So instead of having two lakes, we now have two. And that is causing untold hardship for the people in that direction. The continuing problem exists in Bala and in Lisfalem as well. So it is a crisis that continues to grow. If we don't find a solution between now and next winter to get water out of this lake, it will just continue to grow. It will consume two towns' lands on the east and west side, and it'll eventually flow into the village of Corriboy and find a way into Lough Ree by a river there. But that would be untold chaos when that happens.
Yeah, but this is really urgent. I mean, it was urgent when we last spoke. It's even more urgent now, and you have Micheál Martin planning a visit at the end of May. That's too late, is it not?
Absolutely. I want him to come a lot sooner, and I wrote to him about a month ago and wrote to the other leaders as well. And while on the one hand we thank him for coming and thank his local representative here, Eugene Murphy, for helping that as well, I would expect that if the minister is coming that late, by then we need to have a solution and be ready to start a solution immediately, because it's now with the Attorney General. Things have moved on quite a bit since we last spoke, in that Minister O'Donnell was down here. National Parks and Wildlife, the environmental governing body of this country, now feel very strongly that the only solution to restore the SAC is to remove a certain quantity of water from the lake. So everybody's on site, and it's with the Attorney General, and an urgent action is needed, and I appeal to the Attorney General and the government to respond quickly. Micheál Martin is most welcome, but at this stage we need a result, and we need a result sooner than the 31st of May.
So you're saying everyone agrees that what has to be done, that water needs to be removed from the lake. It's how you do it, is the question.
Everybody agrees what has to be done, and bear in mind that there is a pipe 60% complete to take water from the top of Lough Function. So if this pipe was completed and a small quantity of water was released from the lake, that lake would restore itself naturally once it got down to its normal winter level. And that's the point we are making, that's the point the OPW is making, that's the point Roscommon County Council is making, and certainly all the residents around who are suffering horrendously want that to happen and happen now.
Well, I have one of those residents now with us, Ellie McLaughlin. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you so much for having me.
Not
on
at all.
So
you recently had to leave your home with your children, did you?
Claire, I did. And to be honest, this feels like a nightmare that I can't wake up from. I had to evacuate my children from their home by waking them up during the night and taking them out of their beds a week and a half ago. The water rose so quickly. I don't think anyone could ever have imagined how quickly it became a really dangerous, unsafe situation. I was pumping water out of the front of the house for a few nights. I was setting my alarm for every 2 hours just to make sure the water wasn't coming into the house, that the children were safe, and that the pump was working. But by 2 a.m. Wednesday night, I opened the front door and the water was at my front door, so I knew we were in serious trouble. I had to ring my mum and dad in an absolute state of panic and say, look, I need you to come out. I need you to help me get the children out of the house. My two older children, my mum and dad could hold their hands and help them with wellies on to get through the flood. But my youngest child was terrified. I had to carry him like a koala bear through the floods and put him into the back of my mum's car. that's trauma that I couldn't even describe the effect it's had on me and the children and my family.
I can imagine. Yeah. And have you been back in since?
I stayed in the house until Friday. Work were amazing. They arranged for me to have cover. Everyone chipped in, so I was able to stay at home. I wanted to save my home that I've worked for years to buy this house and renovate it. And this house is my dream. I didn't want to walk away from it. So when I knew the children were safe, I wanted to stay on. But by Friday, it was so dangerous. I couldn't stay there. I had to prioritise my safety. If I fell during the night out checking a pump, fell in that water, no one would have found me until the next day. So I had to leave the house on Friday, leave my home, my dream, and walk away from it. Now, since then, I had the help from neighbours and family, my brothers, their friends, all came up to the house with a big horse box, and they couldn't even park outside the house at this point. The water was so high, so I had to watch friends and neighbours carry my furniture over their heads through floodwaters and try and just salvage as much as I could. But since that point, you can't get into the house, Claire. Even with waders, there's absolutely no way of getting in safely into my beautiful little cottage.
Heartbreaking is right when you've worked so hard for something, it's your home and you can't get back in. What are you going to do?
Claire, I don't know. I mean, everything is very much up in the air at the moment. Now, I have a lot of support from Roscommon County Council, have been great, and they're working hard with Lawrence, and Dennis Nocton has been great as well behind the scenes trying to get immediate support with regards to somewhere for me and the children to live, because this is going to go on for months. It could possibly be a year or more, I don't know. But as of now, the immediate need, I suppose, is to find a house to, you know, live in for the moment. But after that, then I'd love to be able to go home and renovate my home. It's going to cost a huge amount of money, and I know I have a lot of help and support, and the generosity of neighbours and friends and strangers will hopefully make sure that happens. But there's such damage now, Claire, to my home. My foundations are sitting in water for weeks and potentially months. It might never be safe to return to. So as of now, the future, my future and my dream for my home and my children, it's uncertain, Claire. I don't know really where we go from here long term.
And every time we talk about this, we remind people this is not a building on a floodplain issue. This is a turlock that fills and empties naturally. It's just stopped emptying. Isn't that the issue? I mean, you never expected that this was going to happen to you.
Never in a million years would I have imagined things would become as bad as they are. My house is now sitting in a lake, Claire. It's absolutely unbelievable. That's why I think I'm in such shock, because I would never have imagined that this would happen with the level of severity that it's happened and how quickly it's happened. This was preventable. You know, as we were discussing earlier, there is a pipe almost completed. If we could have continued with these preventative works, my children wouldn't be homeless. I wouldn't be homeless. I wouldn't have lost everything. And I hope that these works can continue soon, because my neighbours are now at risk. You know, more families are going to lose their homes if something isn't done.
Well, look, we will keep in touch with you. We'll keep covering it as we have been. Ellie, we wish you well, and I hope you get that solution that you're looking for. And Lawrence, thank you very much for speaking to us today. That's Lawrence Fallon, independent councillor, and Ellie McLaughlin. And you heard her experience there of having to take her children out of that house at Lake Funchna in the middle of the night. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.